John G is with Environment and Climate Change Canada, and he's standing on a platform that overlooks a part of the harbor called Randall Reef. Behind him, water runs from a sewer drain into the harbor. This runoff is cleaner now, but years ago, this would have been packed with chemical byproducts from the surrounding steel mills and other factories.
This area of the harbor was used as basically a dump from industry and municipality and anybody else for chucking their stuff in.
This chemical cocktail created a thick layer of black tar sitting at the bottom of the harbor, which made it hard for fish and plants to survive.
Yeah, there's almost nothing that lives in here.
Over the last few years, government agencies have been working on a plan to address the contamination. Now, just offshore, you can see tall yellow cranes and a large metal structure sticking out of the water.
What you're looking at is the first half of the Randall Reef Engineered Containment Facility.
That's the official name for a massive steel box. The bottom rests on the harbor floor and the top peaks just above the water's surface. It's built to hold over 200 Olympic-sized swimming pools worth of the toxic sediment. These chemicals are so toxic, they're not allowed to hit the air, or they'll make the residents of Hamilton sick. So workers will move the sediment into the box using a giant underwater vacuum. But it's taken decades for a project like this to get off the ground. Chris McLaughlin is the executive director of the Bay Area Restoration Council. He says part of that might be due to Hamilton's reputation.
My own personal belief is that much of Hamilton's reputation across the country came from a couple of generations of Canadians flying in to Toronto on vacation, renting a car to go down to Niagara Falls, and seeing Hamilton from that bridge over there two times. And all you would see is smokestacks.
Now, McLaughlin and others say the city is changing. It's particularly evident from pockets of the city like James Street on the east side.
This is really sort of the focal point of what they're calling Hamilton's Renaissance.
Here, old, authentic ethnic restaurants and grocery stores sit beside trendy vegan cafes and cupcake shops. One big brick building built in the late 1800s used to be a hotel serving mostly military officers and their families. These days, they serve cortados and lattes to young urbanites. From this part of town, you can't see the water, but McLaughlin says it's all connected. People are starting to recognize the waterfront as an asset, a place to walk your dog or ride your bike or watch the boats go by.
This is the thing, the public realm, that if done properly is going to draw the whole community to come and want to be here, to spend the day or to spend a week or to just wander around.
But McLaughlin says that will only happen if they can clean up the chemicals in the water that make it dangerous to swim in and harm birds and fish. It's a story familiar to a lot of Great Lakes communities with industrial roots. Cities like Buffalo, Cleveland, and Milwaukee have already been hard at work cleaning up their coastlines. This restoration project will take a few years. Once the steel box is built, they'll have to suck up all the toxic sediments and seal it shut. Then the box will get a new life, with its top doubling as a pier. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Veronica Volk in Hamilton, Ontario.